USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden and Russian President Putin have agreed in principle to a summit to discuss the situation in Ukraine. French President Emmanuel Macron brokered the deal Sunday. The White House says only as long as Russia does not invade its neighbor will it consider the meeting. Arrangements for the meeting will be worked out on Thursday. On November 4, 2014, California voters passed Proposition 47, a liberal push law that changed certain low-level crimes from potential felonies to misdemeanors. In reality, crime has spiked in California and around the country with similar soft-on-crime enforcement. One California Republican is attempting to stifle crime by repealing Prop 47 in the Golden State. California Assemblyman Kevin Kiley on Fox News points out the obvious.
In fact, what happened was the most predictable thing in the world. We removed the consequence for stealing, and what do you know, it caused a lot more stealing.
USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if, like a lot of people, you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing program. There are more than 400,000 members now, and they love it. In fact, MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to that of health insurance. And MediShare really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. It's been around more than 25 years. Members have shared more than $4 billion of each other's medical bills. Plus, MediShare is for you. It has saved its members billions by advocating on their behalf. Best of all, the typical savings for a family is around $6,000 a year. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and you are invited to be part of it. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Florida lawmakers are taking steps to stop President Biden from flying illegal immigrants into the Sunshine State under the cover of night. Republican John Snyder from the Florida House tells One America News they're going after the airline carriers.
This year I'm sponsoring House Bill 1355, Immigration Enforcement, and really what we're doing is three simple things. First, we're updating our sanctuary city policies here in the state. We are requiring every county detention facility, so our local jails, to participate in the 287G program. And most importantly, we're sending a clear message to common carriers that if they transport unauthorized aliens, they're no longer allowed to do business for the state of Florida or any other local government.
President Trump's new social media venture, Truth Social, launched Sunday night in Apple's App Store, potentially making Trump's return to social media after he was banned from several platforms last year, reminding some freedom of speech and traditional social media don't mix. USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Republican Congressman Don Bacon from Nebraska was on Newsmax this weekend. He says all indications are that Russian President Vladimir Putin has decided to invade Ukraine. And it's hard to understand the disconnect between the White House's warnings and Ukraine.
It's hard to understand the leader of Ukraine. Maybe he's just trying to instill more confidence in the citizens. But it looks to me, with all the intelligence that we have and the actions by Putin, it sure appears to me that President Putin has decided to invade. Why else would you put field hospitals on the border? Why would you be taking blood donations there for troops who get injured? All the preparations you would expect to see an invasion are being done. And what bothers me is our world is entering a new chapter when it comes to foreign affairs and national security. And it's a chapter that's more dangerous, more precarious, more ominous, a chapter where bullies and thugs are trying to dominate. It's not just Russia. China's watching this. Iran's watching it. Mm-hmm. And I feel bad. We're going down a bad path in our world right now. And but I think the intelligence is pretty clear that Russia's preparing to invade.
It should be noted two Ukrainian soldiers were killed and a handful of others wounded over the weekend when Russian-backed Ukrainian separatists in the eastern portion of the country fired mortars, again breaking ceasefire agreements. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.